We're discussing earlier about dreams and how Vedanta Sutras said dreams are true and cited examples, gave examples of how, from different pranas, how in dreams one receives medicines or formulas or treatments in a dream, or maybe a mantra or a premonition of someone they're about to meet or something that's about to happen, future forecast, you could say. And maybe mantra or maybe even siddha pranali or one's spiritual form may be revealed in a dream. It's possible, according to Vedanta Sutra. Dreams are true. But when I asked my Gurudev about that, he said, yes, dreams are true. And I said, well, what if you dream about Guru or Krishna, which is what you're saying? He said, is that real or is that imagination? He said, no, that's very special. My Gurudev, he said, it's very rare to have a dream about Guru and Krishna. But if the dream is not in accordance with Siddhanta, or the experience of that dream, even if it's Guru and Krishna, is not according to Siddhanta or not according to... It should be confirmed. It should be confirmed with the Guru. If, for example, if the Guru is not there, if the Guru has left this world, and he's not living here anymore for the devotee, then you can't go to the Guru and ask him, but whether it's valid or real or not or true, because he's not here. But if he's here, then you can confirm with him. And if it's something about philosophy or some mantra or philosophy, then that can also be confirmed with advanced devotees that know the Siddhanta, whether that point is correct. For example, one story is that there was one devotee in Delhi, not initiated. He's kind of a part-time devotee, comes and goes, rarely comes and mostly goes, congregation. And he was, somehow he took a liking to our classes. And so I was in Mayapur, in West Bengal, Navadvip, for a couple months in the summer. And I came back to Delhi and I met this person and they said, oh, I had this dream. In the dream you told me that, you know, that it's okay, I only have to follow one regulative principle and I don't need to chant japa, Krishna will take care. So I'm trying to follow your instructions. I'm trying to follow your instructions in the dream. And I said, well, that dream is not there, but I'm here right in front of you. And I don't think I'm a dream. I think I'm fairly real as far as I know. So I'll tell you, I don't know what I said in the dream, but just forget about that dream. The visitation in your dream by who you thought was me. It was not me. It was maybe some imposter. Just like in the Krishna book, in the Dwarka Leela, Krishna was fighting Shalva. And Shalva, he had a magician, tantric friend. So the tantric friend, he can do magic. So he made a body to look exactly like Nanda Maharaj. And then he came on the battlefield when he was fighting Krishna. He said, Krishna, look, we went to Braj and we caught your father, Nanda Maharaj. And now right in front of your eyes, see what you can do. You can't do anything. Right in front of your eyes, we're going to cut his head off. So he took out his sword and he cut the head off this man that looked exactly like Nanda Maharaj. And then when the head fell, he held it. Shava caught the head. Then he disappeared into the sky with the head and he just started laughing. Ha, 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 ha. So obviously, this was tantric. It wasn't real. It was just a jadu. We say in Hindi, jadu. Jadu. Magic trick of Shalva on the battlefield, trying to fool Krishna and demoralize Krishna while he was fighting. So he'd lose his fighting spirit and give up the fight. Maybe Shalva could beat him, but he lost anyway. Krishna defeated Shalva and later went back to Vrindavan and met Nanda Maharaj after he killed Dantavakra. That's still in the commentaries on Bhagavatam. So the person in the dream, I said, look, forget about that dream person. He doesn't exist. I'm existing. So you should what I'm telling you right now, I'm a Sakshat Guru, Sakshat Shiksha, direct Shiksha, not Swapna. There's Swapna Shiksha and Sakshat Shiksha. Sakshat Darshan Shiksha. I'm giving direct Darshan. I'm telling you, follow the Four Regular Principles and chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mantra every day. That's a very good thing. If you can do that, that's very good. Otherwise, forget about my dream teachings, Swapna Shiksha. So you maybe had a dream that which you described, which is very wonderful, because my guru said if you dream of Krishna or Guru, of course Radha also, or any spiritual divine personality, it's very special, it's not ordinary. And he also said it's very rare. It's very rare. So we have to take it serious. But then how serious to take it, or how to apply the teachings or the meanings or experience in a dream, then we may require some guidance from trusted devotees.